Psalm 91 is a great psalm. It's one of the favorites of a lot of people. Moses wrote Psalm 90, we know that. And old Jewish rabbis said that the one following that 91 was probably written by Moses also. We don't know. It doesn't have a name on it. But it does share with us some marvelous, marvelous information. And today, I'd just like to apply verse 1 of Psalm 91 and talk a bit about living under God's protection, God's care. The verse says this, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Why don't you read that with me? "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." There's some interesting concepts that are here. The first is the action that we're to take. The word says that we're to dwell. Where do you dwell? I have friends and acquaintances who dwell in different places. Some of them are dwelling in sports and entertainment. When you talk to them, that's what their life is, sports and entertainment. Others dwell in finance or seeking for fame, and that's what's driving their lives and pushing them. Some are involved in politics, and that's what they are. That's where their life is. They're just political animals. Others are involved in their work, and that's all you hear when you talk with them. People are dwelling in a lot of different places. But the Scripture says that the person who dwells in this special place receives God's protection. Now, the other word that's used, because this is parallelism, where the psalmist says one thing in the first line, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High," then it's called parallelism because it gives somewhat of the same thought with different words. "Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." And so it's talking about God's protection and God's care. You know how you abide? Abiding is kind of an interesting concept we find in the New Testament. Jesus used it about the branch that abides in the vine. And that means you stick real close to the vine. You know, you can't be separated. It's just a regular time that you're there. You're just there all the time. And that's the concept of dwelling and abiding with God. You're there all the time with Him. You don't move away. You're with God. He's part of your thoughts. So, yeah, you're involved in sports and watching football games or basketball games or baseball games, but God's still part of your thoughts. You're at work. You're in politics. Wherever you are, school, whatever you're doing, God is still someone who you bring into your thoughts as you're in that setting. And He's part of your thoughts. Because it's real easy for us to go and get involved in stuff and God doesn't come to our mind. We don't think about Him at all. Does that ever happen to you? It happens to me. Well, I'm not thinking about bringing Him into that setting. And it's sad. I don't have His help at that point in juncture because He says you don't have many times because you don't ask. And so we need to bring Him in. So he who dwells and abides in God's presence. Well, then you get this great help, and His name is just marvelous. You know what His name is? It's called the Most High. The Most High God. That means there is nobody above Him. He is the top rank. He is physically and positionally above everything, and that's because He's Creator, right? I mean, He spoke and everything came into existence that there is. That gives Him major rights, and He's just unique. And He's also Almighty. I love that word. He told that to Abraham, that He's the Almighty God. In fact, Melchizedek, do you remember Melchizedek who came out and blessed Abraham? He was called the priest of the Most High God, and he blessed Abraham with the name of God as the Most High God, the Almighty One. God is all-powerful. He can do everything. And isn't it great that we can run to Him for protection? Today, I looked at the situation, and we have intercontinental ballistic missiles that can wipe out entire areas. Where can you run? I mean, there's no place to go for those. But in the day that the psalmist wrote these psalms, they would run to high ground. They'd run to a place that provided natural protection for them. But greater than all of that was God. And they would run to Him. And quite frankly, He's the one we run to today. Because He's the Almighty One. And we can find hope and strength with Him. And in the place of safety, interesting the words that's used here. If it was Moses who wrote it, the secret place of his dwelling was the place that was in the tabernacle John spoke about this morning. is in that holy place, the Holy of Holies. And it's kind of interesting. The wilderness tabernacle had three different particular areas. It had the area that was the outer court. That was the place where people came and made sacrifices, and they understood that they were accepted by God. And then there's the place that was called the holy place, and the priest went in there to serve God. But then there was a final place, the Holy of Holies, where it was a place where the priest, who is the high priest, goes in once a year. And it speaks a little bit about our lives. People, as they mature in their faith, if they mature, they understand, first of all, that they're accepted in the Lord. Then they understand that not only are they accepted in the Lord, but they're to serve the Lord. And they begin serving Him, and there's joy and excitement in that serving of Him. But too many people stop with acceptance and service and never move into the deeper relationship with Him. And you know, at the time of Jesus' death, that curtain that separated the Holy of Holies from the holy place, John spoke about it this morning, was cut in two so that we could have access. So you have access. And you know where today the secret place of His dwelling is? You know where God dwells? He dwells with us. He dwells in our lives by His Spirit. And to get into the secret place of His dwelling, all you have to do is stop. Focus on Him. And immediately, you're there. It's so simple, and yet so many people never do it. They go and plug their way through life, push their way through life, and yet God's there. And in the other part of that was the shadow. It shall abide under the shadow. You remember the cloud of Shekinah cloud that was there? That provided for them that special covering while they were in the wilderness? It gave them just blessing because the cloud was there. I mean, it kept them from experiencing the tremendous changes in the desert. And at night, it became necessary for survival. Because in the desert, it gets real, real cold. And the difference in changes would have been dramatic, and yet this cloud was over them and kept them safe. And it also provided them guidance. You remember that? They'd have to get up and move whenever the cloud moved. And so God does that. So when we dwell in the secret place of God's dwelling, when we dwell there, when we're with God and walk with Him, well, we are able to abide under a shadow of Him, and He just directs us. He cares for us. He provides for us. We don't have to fear. But you got to live in that place. Too many Christians run there when they get into foxhole situations. And when the time has passed, they leave. And they run back again when they get a desperate situation rather than dwelling there. I just want to encourage you. Dwell in the presence of the Lord. Be before Him all the time. He's great. And you'll find rest and peace and joy for yourselves. Great passage.